This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 369 and three quarters, down a quarter. May corn, 377 and three quarters, down three quarters. July corn, 385 and a half, down a half. March soybeans, 959 and a half, down one and a half. May soybeans, 966 and a quarter, down one and a half. July soybeans, 971 and three quarters, down one. March wheat, 492 and three quarters, down 10. May wheat, 497 and a quarter, down 9.5. July wheat, 501 and three quarters, down 9.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended steady to mostly lower on Monday afternoon. Grains are under competitive pressure from the South American harvest. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at 340 to 359. Soybean bids up 1 to 2 cents lower at 908 to 946. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady at 340 to 363. Soybean bids down 2 to 3 at 934 to 958. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 3 cents higher at 346 to 367. Soybean bids down a penny at 939 to 965. And the wheat bids mostly 10 cents lower at 413 to 465. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed at 960 to 967. Basis was steady to 3 cents stronger, range from option to 15 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $347.90 to $359.90. That's down $2 to $5 per ton, with basis steady to $3 lower at $20 to $32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bid steady to 3 cents higher at 361 to 375, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 9 under to 5 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 3 cents higher at 361 to 365, basis steady to 3 cents stronger, range from 9 under to 5 over the March. Soybeans ended mixed on Monday, range from 965 to 972, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 5 to 12 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 cents higher at 382 to 383. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices 2 to 5 cents, with quotations at 989 to 990. Soft red winter wheat down 10 cents at 493 to 498. While Milo ended steady at 444 to 445. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 351 to 371. New crop soybean bids at 887 to 906. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 356 up to 371. New crop soybean bids at 902 to 920. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 357 up to 371. New crop soybean bids at 889 up to 918. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 455 up to 490. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 153.20, down $1.65. April live cattle, 149.60, down $2.67. June live cattle, 141.75, down $2.87. March feeder cattle, 20.070, down $4.50. April feeder cattle, 20.090, down $4.50. May feeder cattle, 20.162, down $4.50. February lean hogs, 66.32, down $1.15. April lean hogs, 70.92, down $1.32. May lean hogs, 79.35, down $1.10. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 2nd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 18 cents lower in the range of $53 to $65.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $65.18. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 33 to 40, 4 to 5 weight 38 to 42, 5 to 6 weights 39 to 44, and 6 weights and up 40 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $40 to $45. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,834 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 275 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $78.48, and that was 15 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $242.61, that was 17 cents higher, with select carcasses at $235.60, that was 14 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 105,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 111,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 401,000. That compared to 435,000 last week and 423,000 a year ago. Now for the report from Hamilton's hay auction. They had receipts of 2,780 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality large squares. They were $58. Good quality small squares, $450 to $530. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $430. And large rounds, 55 to 57. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares, $7 a bale. And Timothy hay, good quality large rounds, $31. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $380. And large squares, $46. Wheat straw, good quality large squares, $29 to $39 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin announced more than $18 million in grants are now available through the Beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program. Hardin says the program is for people across the U.S. who are working to educate new farmers and ranchers.
I was very excited to go to an urban farm, an area that's an abandoned lot here in pretty much downtown New Orleans, awarding a grant of $500,000. The event today was great because these are urban folks. Some of them had a rural background, might have grown up on a farm or had a grandparent or an uncle or an aunt, but really not able to own any land, and they're doing it right there with a greenhouse, with some aquaponics, feeding some fish, growing some plants. Folks who live in a high-rise right across the street were there talking about how they're teaching their kids about how to grow healthy vegetables and fruits, so they'll eat a little healthier and they'll know where their food comes from. This is a really, really good program that helps outreach and education and training for those interested in going into agriculture.
Hardin says the average age of the farmer is currently 58 years old, so it's important to think about who will be farming next.
We're just rich in this country with passion and vibrancy and folks who care about the land and want to produce food, and sometimes that is someone that might look a little different from me or from you, and so we're really encouraging socially disadvantaged folks. So there are a lot of women who are interested. Our returning veterans are looking for a way to heal and a way to get on the land. For a lot of programs and outreach to veterans as well. Some of the most rewarding, exciting stories are folks who came here as farm workers who are now citizens and now they're wanting to buy land and to farm. Just great stories about our country. It's really what makes us unique, I think.
USDA Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past weekend. For an update on how the auction went, I spoke with Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's hay auction.
Well, Angela, the offerings were just a little bit lighter, and the prices were somewhat better. We ended up with 2,100 small squares. We had 624 bales of alfalfa, and the utility hay was at 260, and we had some really nice alfalfa at $5.30 a bale. Ended up with 661 bales of alfalfa grass from $2 to a top of $4.30. We had 160 bales of alfalfa orchard grass at, from $5 to a top of $7 per bale. 626 bales of mixed grass from $1.50 to $3.80. And the round bales, we had a tremendous amount of them again this week, and a lot of them, the bottoms were busted from breaking them off the frozen ground. We're just going to call most of that hay utility, and it was from $5 to a top of $13. The alfalfa grass, we had 130 bales of that. It would be alfalfa grass mix, and it was from $23 on some stuff stored outside to $30. And we had some really nice alfalfa that was stored inside in round bales at $57 a bale. At 10 bales of Timothy at $31. And we had 32 bales of Reed's Canary at $18 per bale. In the 3x3s, we had 170 bales. We had some poor quality at 26, and we had some really nice alfalfa in 3x3s at $58 a bale. We had 60 bales of grass at $46 a bale. Ended up with 44 bales of straw from 29 to a top of $39 per bale.
Hamilton also wanted to remind people wishing to sell hay to make sure the bales have not frozen to the ground while in storage, since this damages the bale.
If the bottoms are busted on them when you're loading them, if they're froze down, they're getting broke, they really don't have much value, because by the time we unload them and then reload them, half the bales laying there on our lot, and so that's why they're not bringing much. So if your bales are froze to the ground, please don't bring them to the auction, because I really can't do nothing with them. And also, as far as early listings, we've got already got three loads of 3x3s consigned for next week. We've got some good alfalfa and some really nice grass mix hay coming in. So looks like we should have a pretty nice sale again next week with the weather forecast and everything.
Anyone with questions about the hay auction can call Mike Hamilton at 618-410-4293. The Staunton FFA dinner and auction will be taking place this weekend. For more information, I spoke with Staunton FFA alumni committee member Roger Dustman.
Yes, it's going to be, this will be our eighth annual auction. And like I said, according to my smartphone and your weather forecasters, why, it's supposed to be 51 degrees. So looking for a pretty nice day.
So there should be no excuse to miss this dinner and auction.
Right. If there's something that you're needing or don't need, why, we got that too. We got everything. We got silent auction. This year we took the buckets away, and it's going to be just a regular silent auction where you bid on the paper. So that goes over usually pretty well. We got a gun raffle. We got a quilt raffle. We got stuff made by the kids, and some of the stuff they got this year are Adirondack chairs and tables and flower pots and horseshoe coat rack. And I know they've got some real good-looking fire pits they're going to be auctioning off, so that'll be great.
Well, it sounds like it'll be quite the variety of things to be able to pick out and bid on. Now, for the dinner and auction itself, to get into it, are there tickets that you have to purchase?
Yes, you can purchase them ahead of time if you want to, and you can give Kathy Aarons a call at 618-459-3445, or Sandy Compton at 618-637-2024. And these ladies will take care of you. And if you don't get your tickets or don't know, you know, how things are going to work out, you can also get them at the door that night. Tickets are $25 a piece. We also have them available at Bill's IGA and Dude Ace Hardware and McKay Napa Auto Parts. So we've got them scattered around, or you can get them that night.
Very nice. And the proceeds that are raised from this auction, what do they go towards?
Well, they strictly go towards the FFA, but so far we've given out, I think it's around $60,000 in scholarships, and that's with our scholarship raffle. And through the years, we've had Gators and Cub Cadet Internationals. We've given away riding lawnmowers. We've given away color TVs and weed eaters and what have you, and this year we decided to just make it a cash prize deal, because it seems like the person that won the gator or the cub cadet, well, hey, I live in the city and really got no use for it, you know. So this year we changed it around to a cash raffle because cash works everywhere, you know, whatever you want to do with it. And first prize is $3,000, second prize is $1,500, and third prize is $500.
Well, it sounds like the winner to that will be definitely one lucky person. But as you said, the main goal of this is focused on the FFA. And how successful have these been in the past in raising both awareness and some funds for the FFA and other scholarships?
We've really had great success. The community has supported us good. And like I say, we bought a plasma cutter for the kids, a computerized plasma cutter that can actually make parts. This year we bought a pipe bender for them, so I'm sure that some of the items they bring are going to reflect that, metal items. And we've also helped put up a greenhouse. We didn't pay for the whole thing, but we did help put up a greenhouse for them. So this year, hopefully, they'll have plants for sale at springtime, and you can get your tomatoes and stuff through them. And they also take trips, like the annual FFA meeting and stuff like that. And it's just basically all to help the kids. All the proceeds goes back to the kids one way or another, either in scholarships or tools for them in the shop or whatever. And like we take field trips. We took one a couple years ago down to Monsanto, and I think it really opened their eyes when they seen how many jobs are done in Monsanto with plants and different things. And Monsanto gave them a real good talk on, you know, that they would like to see FFA members in Monsanto, you know, so that made it good.
And it's always great to see how events like this can help raise more money to afford these kids the chance to go on more eye-opening events and work through different projects also.
Right, because we all know that government support is getting less and less all the time, and it's probably going to get worse as years go on. So if we can help out, that's great. I mean, it just gives them a little bit more opportunity to go out and find different avenues to proceed on. And I think the kids like it. It seems like it. They do a good job, and we're very proud of our FFA.
All right, very good. Well, Roger, are there any other final thoughts you would like to share with us? Maybe go over the date and time and ticket cost again?
Yeah, like I said, the date is this Saturday, February the 7th, and the doors open at 4 p.m. The dinner buffet is from 4:30 to 6:30. Silent auction starts from 4 to 6:30. Live auction starts at 7. Tickets are available at the door or to Bill's IGA or Duday's Hardware or Napa McKay Auto Parts or, like I said, Kathy Aarons or Sandy Compton. And tickets are $25 a piece, and that includes your, we got free beer and drinks, so it's actually a pretty good deal. And in usually after Groundhog's Day, everybody's kind of looking for something to do after Super Bowl, and it's just a good time to get together and have a little fun.
Again, that was Staunton FFA Alumni Committee member Roger Dustman speaking on the Staunton FFA Dinner and Auction that will be taking place this Saturday. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.